This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Some of the hospitals, they say screen to sky ratio. So they say that screen to sky ratio for a teenager to have the internal happiness has to be for every 6 hours of sky time, they should be allowed half an hour of screen. When somebody goes into that state. And then they also have something called screen to green ratio. So they actually have pavilions and passages where like a medicine is given. These young people that come, the adolescents that come with mental health diseases are asked to walk in certain areas that were curated by psychologists that they know through science that if they see green, it's going to make them happy. And if they are happy, then all the mental health diseases are eventually going to dissipate. Allah has told us that many, many years ago. Bahjatan, ذَاتُ بَهْجَةٍ. In another ayah, Allah's like, if you want to know what is the intrinsic quality of these plants, it is that they provide happiness to you. And another word that Allah uses for happiness or for beauty is nadra, nadratan na'im. And another is husn. These are the different words. They all mean happiness, but they all mean beauty, but from specific individual different angles. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after telling us all of these details, Allah is like, who is going to benefit? The question is, who's going to benefit from all of this? Allah says,
تَبْصِرَةً وَذِكْرَى لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ مُنِيبٍ.
This creation of the sky, the earth, the mountains, the greenery, in this entire process is insight. تَبْصِرَة. Basira, it is something that is supposed to provide you enlightenment. But for whom, ya Allah? And it's also a dhikra, it's a reminder of Allah's existence. But who is going to heed from this?